I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Believers quench physical and spiritual thirst in Somalia. And we'll look at how God is moving in Muslim hearts. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Somalia is going through its worst drought in a decade. Many people need to leave their homes just to find food and water. Aid organization Save the Children says most families go without regular meals. In just 2 months, at the end of 2021, over 700,000 camels, sheep, goats, and cattle died. Peter Macharia of World Concern says they've launched a response.
So what we are doing is we are providing them with clean water for drinking and for use at home. We give them food vouchers where they go and get food from the local businesses, and we pay the local businesses. We hope soon it will start raining. We are restocking their livestock by giving them goats and sheep. Those small animals, because those are the main economic mainstay for the local community.
This isn't just a problem for now. Macharia says droughts have become more and more frequent in Somalia. COVID-19 and frequent fighting in the country make the situation worse.
So those three things, climate change, conflict, and COVID-19, has had a very devastating impact on their ability to earn income or to produce their own food.
And please pray the drought will end soon. Support World Concern's work in Somalia at missionnews.org. In the United States, an expedited resettlement process for Afghan refugees starts the week after next. The new process will transfer 3,000 Afghans from military bases in Qatar to U.S. soil. No matter where you stand on the issue politically, refugee resettlement presents gospel opportunities. Approximately 75,000 Afghan refugees have entered the country since August. Dr. Len Bartlotti is an intercultural consultant who specializes in Afghanistan and Pakistan issues.
This is a very countercultural message, but it must be shared. The sovereign God has scattered Afghans so that they're now our neighbors. For American Christians, I think this is a huge opportunity.
68 of the 70 people groups in Afghanistan are unreached, meaning they have no gospel access.
The Afghans that we are welcoming now to North America, most of them have never met a true Christian. Most of them have never heard the gospel, have never read the scriptures in their own language. They're not so much resistant as they are neglected.
One-third of the global population has no chance to know Christ. Help change that through A Third of Us. We'll show you how at missionnews.org.
God's giving us an opportunity to look out on the fields and identify those peoples who haven't had the opportunity to hear and understand and respond.
And Iran is one of the world's toughest places to follow Christ. What happens when you hand out Bibles there? Josh with I Found the Truth says,
Marzi and Miriam distributed 20,000 Bibles, and they got caught, and they were thrown into Evin prison. One of the worst in Iran, but God used them to create churches in there, churches with prostitutes and criminals. And what the Lord exposed them to inside, they couldn't get outside of the prison.
You can hear the rest of Marcy's story and the full report at missionnews.org.
We have amazing stories from former Muslims all around the world. Their story of how Jesus worked in their lives and brought them to a place where he revealed himself as the truth.
I Found the Truth records and shares these stories online so current Muslims can learn about Christ.
We wanted to create a place where Muslims could come, and if they wanted to ask any questions about Jesus, about the Bible, that we would be there with trained individuals to answer questions and just love on them.
Please pray Muslims who are searching for truth and the answers to life's big questions will encounter Jesus through this ministry.
You know, for our work in the Middle East, we have been hearing from Muslims, I was looking for the truth. I was looking for the truth. I found the truth.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the Support M&N tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.